And lastly, to speak on behalf of all the cider winners from Virginia, Courtney Maley of Blue Bee Cider for her harvest ration.
Hi, everyone. How are you? This is the first time we've entered the Good Food Awards, and I've just floored. Not only did we win, but I am one of the speakers tonight. So thank you so much for the honor. And we share it with our growing partners throughout Virginia. I could name all of them. There are many. But Silver Creek Orchards was really the first orchard to be brave enough to say, we're going to work with you, and we're going to make cider fruit with you, and we're not going to be afraid that these apples won't sell in a grocery store. And over time, we have been able to develop that relationship further, put more trees in the ground, and this year we put 3 more acres of trees into the ground that are exclusive for cider. So I'm just really thankful. Yes. Thankful that I was able to switch careers. So I think for many of us, the financial crisis was a breaking point for one reason or another. I used to work for the Federal Reserve. That was not a lot of fun. And at a certain point, I decided it was not as much fun to be talking to people about bringing their homes through foreclosure and going out into the community and hearing the feedback and then bringing it back inside the bank and saying, this is broken. You know, how much fun is that? None. So I was like, okay, everyone, I'm about to be 40. I quit. I'm going to cider school. I went to cider school. After that, I took an apprenticeship with a local cider maker, local, an hour and a half away. And so I would drive there in the morning. I'm like, I'm going to learn this. I'm going to answer this question. I'd learn how to graft a tree. I'd learn how to manage an orchard, how to run a tasting room, like every aspect of the business. This family took me in and taught me everything. And the hour and a half on the way home, I would work it out and put this business together in my mind. And about halfway through that year, I said to my husband, this is for real. We're going to do this. What do you think about that? And he said, I'm not leaving the city. And I was like, but all the trees are out west. And he said, you have to make a way. And so from that conversation, Virginia's first urban cidery was born. And we've just gone through our first major expansion. So we'll be planting our second urban orchard in March. And it's all because of not just communities like this, but customers like this. People want to buy this stuff. People really want to hear the story. They want to be engaged with us as growers, as makers, and they want to be involved in something that brings good into their community, into their world. So I'm just really grateful that I get to be part of something that creates jobs in the country, creates jobs in the city, brings out the best of both of those worlds, and allowed me to start my life over again. So thank you, everyone.